Nostalgia is a force that drives many of us as gamers. We think fondly back on games from our childhood, or even from just a few years ago, and the great memories we had playing them. But what if you could not only replay the games you loved, but also experience them for the first time again? That's what many developers out there are trying to achieve today, by not just remastering those games, but rebuilding them from the ground up. So you still get those warm and fuzzies, with an added twist. On this episode, I take it one step further and try to come up with 10 whole games I'd love to see remade. It was no simple task, but dang it, we're going to do this. So strap in and hold on tight, because it's time for episode 4 of the Backlog Odyssey. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Backlog Odyssey podcast. I'm Patrick, your host, and of course, the whatever of the Backlog Odyssey blog, where you can find all your backlogging shenanigans and blah, 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 blah. You know the drill. Anyway, this month, well, I guess I should say this time around, because I wasn't really on point with this whole monthly podcast thing, as this one's a little bit late, but you know, times are changing. So instead of following the same patterns or same format that I was in previous episodes, I thought I would change it up a bit, maybe take it a little further away from reviews and more about the theme for one. I'd really like to focus on the theme of the podcast and then just kind of summarize everything that I've done and that we've done for the Backlog Odyssey since the last episode. Hopefully that should make the podcast a little bit shorter, a little easier to consume all at once, and a little more concise. Kind of just get my thoughts out there and not really worry too much about the details of the games that I've played, because I cover those in the daily backlog on the Backlog Odyssey. And I encourage you to read up on those, because in my personal opinion, they're pretty dang good. And you won't know unless you go read them. So go out and read them right now. Well, wait until you finish reading, listening to this first. Not reading it, listening. Because there's no words in your ears. Well, there is, but I'm speaking them instead of writing them. You know what I mean. Anyway. So since the last podcast, about a month or so ago, I finished 7 whole games. That's right, 7 games. And when comparing it to the previous month, where I finished maybe 3, maybe 4, I can't recall. That's a pretty big number. And I guess it makes sense, because in January I was playing 2 big JRPGs at the same time. One of them being Monster Hunter World, which was like 100 plus hours. And then Fairy Fencer F from Idea Factory, which wasn't quite as long. But I mean, when you mix 2 JRPGs together, you're going to be spending a whole bunch of time trying to finish those things up. Luckily, it started off with a really quick one, and that was Clay Fighter, which was actually one of the games that you guys picked in the poll that was supposed to be for this podcast. And that was, I think I had that one finished even before the last podcast started. And then I had Reverie on the Switch and Strikey Sisters on the Switch and Rime 9000 on the PlayStation 4. And all of those were actually review codes that the developers and publishers out there gave to me to review, so thank you very much. Reverie was given to me by Rainbite. Strikey Sisters, which was by DIY Games, which was by DYA Games, and then Rime 9000, which was also Rainbite, so thank you guys very much. They are great indie games, especially Reverie and Strikey Sisters. Those were perfect for the Switch. And if you want to hear more about them, definitely go check out the Daily Backlog, where I covered them both. And I think I gave my initial impressions for both Reverie and Strikey Sisters there. And then the other games that I finished were Resident Evil 2, which I was waiting for since I heard it announced a couple years ago, or maybe it was just a year ago. But anyway, Resident Evil 2 has always been one of my favorite games on the PlayStation 1, and when I found out that they were remaking it, I mean, it was a no-brainer that I was going to be picking that up. And then the final two were Volgar the Viking, which was another poll that you guys voted on and decided was worth me playing. And man, that was probably one of the most frustrating games I've ever played. And then the final one was Hello Neighbor, which again, I just finished just a couple days ago as of the recording of this podcast. And it was Volgar and Hello Neighbor back-to-back frustrating games that were giving me a hard time. And I had a hard time getting through them only because it was hard to be motivated to want to play them. But anyway, seven whole games. Clay Fighter, Reverie, Strikey Sisters, Resident Evil 2, Rhyme 9000, Volgar the Viking, and Hello Neighbor. And then what I'm currently playing is Riddled Corpses, which was also a review code given to me by Cowcat Games. And man, this game is so fun. It's one of those top-down 2D twin-stick shooters that's just crazy hectic and full of zombies and bullets flying everywhere and you're dodging. Yeah, it's great fun. So look out for my impressions on that as well. And then my wife is playing Stardew Valley on the Switch, which was a Christmas present I gave to her this past year. So look forward to her thoughts on that, which I'm sure she's going to put up on the website at some point. So after that month of completions, looks like we're at a total of 11 games completed since the beginning of the year, which brings down our backlog to around 737. Now, that still seems like a really big number, and it is, but considering that it was over 745 or something when we started, that's a pretty dang good amount of progress, if I do say so myself. And after the completion of Hello Neighbor and Volgar, it was actually down to 736, but my wife decided to surprise me and my son with Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle on the Switch, and I'm really excited to play that one as well. I've been wanting to play it for a while, and she got it for a crazy deal on Amazon. It was something like $25, brand new, which you can't beat that for a Nintendo game, quite honestly. Even if it is a third-party developer, you usually don't see games on Nintendo systems dropping that low. But before we move on to the main topic of this episode, which is games I'd like to see remade, I thought I would talk a little bit about what I'm thinking of doing for the next month. And I'm going to be throwing up some more polls so you guys can help me pick some of the new games that I'll be playing. And instead of it being specifically for the next podcast, I'm just going to kind of put up polls here and there to kind of get you guys engaged with how I'm tackling the backlog. And I'll throw up themes, or maybe I'll just put lists of games with specific themes and mention what those themes are. And then those will be the games I have to pick from, or you guys pick from for me. So for example, I'm thinking maybe the next one will be based around Ninja and Samurai, because I've been really thinking about playing Neo on the PS4, which has been sitting on my shelf since Christmas as well. And then maybe Dragons and Knights, so I can maybe squeeze in Drakengard or the remaster of Dark Souls on the PS4. You know, I'm going to manipulate these themes so I can squeeze in some of those games that I've been really wanting to play. But then it's also fun to have my wife sprinkle in some random choices so you guys have some variety. And then it's not guaranteed that the game that I put on the list will get picked, which makes it really fun. I'm excited to see how that turns out. And that is, of course, if I don't get sucked into playing Mario and Rabbids with my son, which I probably will anyway. I'll probably just have that as a side game, kind of like I did with Hello Neighbor. Yeah. So look forward to those. And I'm guessing, well, now that I think about it, since Devil May Cry 5 comes out this weekend, that's pretty guaranteed that I'm going to be playing that one, since I finished everything else that was on my list for this month. I'll probably be diving into that right away, but as my side game, I'll probably throw up a poll so you guys can choose from some random games from my backlog that you would like to see me play in this next month. And That's about it, so let's just dive right into this main topic, games I'd like to see remade. Here's the thing, I didn't want to just come up with a list all by myself. So I sent out some backlog feelers to sniff out what all you guys would like to see remade as well. And some of your picks fit quite nicely with my own list, so let's start there. And the first submission is from good friend of the show, Ryan Craig, aka MathMan1024, via email. And he was kind enough to not only send a submission into the show, but he also decided to record it in audio style. So let's have a listen.
Greetings, Patrick. This is MathMan1024 here. Just wanted to respond to your request for suggestions for games that need to be remade. There are some games that came to my mind, and I said, I don't want to see these games remade, because I love them so much. I was thinking about games like Super Metroid and Super Mario World, where the design, the graphics, and the music is already perfect where it is. And I would hate to see somebody come in and destroy or try to change what I feel is already a fantastic game. But I did come across some things. I sat here, and I was thinking about how am I going to respond to your request. So here are the games I came up with that I would love to see redone. The first thing I came up with was Wii Sports. It was fantastic. It sold a lot of Wii units back in the day. I miss being able to play bowling. I think that's something that could easily be ported, brought to the Switch. You got the nice one-to-one controls with the Joy-Cons. You already have two controllers built in. It would be easy enough to be able to play a game of bowling, even in tabletop mode, or be able to take it online, or play a quick little game of tennis or baseball. Another game I thought about in the same lines as sports was NBA Street and NFL Street. I had NBA Street Volume 2 on the GameCube. Loved that game. Loved being able to create a character. Played that a ton. Unfortunately, when I go back and play that, I realize that hardly any of those players are still in the league. If they are, they're in their late 30s and they're pretty much on their way out and are playing backup roles. If you could just revive those franchises, NBA Street or NFL Street, update the rosters, you have the improved graphics and enable online play, that would be how you would remake some of those old franchises and make them really worthwhile in this day and age. And I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for this, but I was also thinking about Mario 64. While it was groundbreaking at the time when it came out for the Nintendo 64, having that 3D environment was great, but looking back, it's very dated. A lot of the early 3D games that we had on the Nintendo 64 and the PlayStation just look kind of janky when you go back and you look at it. Imagine having Mario 64 with the same kind of engine that you used for Mario Odyssey, and being able to have better control over the camera, just better control over Mario in general, and having graphics that don't look so blocky. I know you can do it, and that would be a great game to see updated as well. Those are the games I thought about for you. Just curious to know what you think. Enjoy your show. Have a good one.
Thanks so much, MathMan. And you know what? Those are some great choices. And especially Wii Sports, which I didn't even think of. And then Mario 64 as well, which, spoiler alert, may have made it to my list. I think great minds think alike or something. But Wii Sports, yeah, that would be an excellent choice. I mean, they could update the integration with the Miis. Maybe even do things like allow you to insert Nintendo characters or something. And with the improved motion controls with the Joy-Cons, and the fact that the fidelity is higher and the processing power of the Switch is much more powerful than what the Wii was, I think you could do a lot of really good things with an updated version of Wii Sports. And it's too bad that the Switch didn't come packed in with something like that. Kind of like the Wii came with Wii Sports, and then I don't even remember. The Wii U had a Nintendo Land, but I can't remember if that was packed in with the console. Maybe it was just the Black Pro version or whatever it was called. Anyway, Wii Sports, really great choice. And then Mario 64, you know, I don't think you'd take any hate from that because you still have the original. But to take something like an iconic game like Mario 64 and remake it, bring it back up to modern times is exactly kind of what this theme is all about. So I would love to see something like that. And like I said, it may have made it to my list, so I'll talk about that a little bit later. But thank you very much, Mathman. Some excellent choices, and it's always good to hear from you. So thank you again. All right, so next up is a submission from Mr. Trash Turkey himself, who sent in a little tidbit via Twitter, and it goes something like this. I would like to see Capcom remaster Beautiful Joe. It would be downright beautiful in HD. And maybe they can add an easy difficulty setting for me. And you know what? Beautiful Joe, Mr. Trash Turkey, is a fantastic choice. It was probably one of the first GameCube games I recall playing. I don't really remember when exactly it was released, but it must have been near the beginning of the GameCube. Or maybe it was around the same time as Resident Evil 4 and like when Killer 7 was released on the PlayStation 2. But that was kind of like when Capcom was really on a roll. You know, it was releasing like hit after hit, Resident Evil 4, Killer 7. Then they had Onimusha and they had Devil May Cry. All these really great and iconic Capcom games were being released, you know, all over the place. And then came Beautiful Joe, this kind of unique side-scrolling, cel-shaded, comic book-inspired beat-em-up. And that would be amazing to see Capcom revisit that series. And just like in Mathman submission, Beautiful Joe may have ended up on my list as well. I would swear that you guys like hacked into my Google Docs account and seen my list when you were coming up with yours, because you guys are spot on with your choices. But anyway, Beautiful Joe would be a solid addition to a remake catalog from Capcom. You know, following up Resident Evil 2, maybe they'll even revisit things like Dino Crisis or Onimusha. That would be amazing. So thank you very much, Trash Turkey. A great choice. It seems a little out of left field, but the fact that I picked it too means there's something to it, I think. I think Capcom needs to get on this right away. And of course, we can't have one Backlog Buster without the other, because Mr. Backlog Blues sent us in a little submission as well, and he was thinking a little more outside of the box, and here's his submission via Twitter. I thought long and hard about this all day long, and while I had internal debate after internal debate about games I'd like to see remade, I had to settle on this. Drum roll, please. Boogerman on the SNES. And I really don't want just a remake. I want it to come back in full HD with new and improved gameplay. Now, Mr. Backlog Blues, I know you may be disappointed by this, but I've never actually played Boogerman myself. Well, I can't say that. I've played the character Boogerman, but I've never played his game because he actually showed up in another Interplay game, Clay Fighter 63 and a third on the Nintendo 64. He actually appeared with Earthworm Jim at the same time, I think. And that game was pretty fun, so maybe if I go off of that, maybe I can see where you're coming from. But, I mean, I think it really would be interesting to see some developer out there pick up some of these kind of B-list games that came out on the Super Nintendo and the Genesis and bring them new life and bring them to the modern age. You know, do the whole Human Nature Studios thing that they did with Toe Jam and Earl and kind of make it super faithful, you know, with a modern twist. You know, update the graphics, update the humor so it's more current, you know, but maintain that silliness and that weird 90s kind of, that weird 90s aesthetic that was going on at the time. Yeah, Boogerman, an odd choice, probably not one that I would have picked, but if a developer picked it up and did it right, I could see it being really fun, really interesting, and Boogerman, I'll go with it. Thank you very much, Mr. Backlog Blues. That was an interesting choice. And then finally, speaking of interesting choices and bringing back things from the 90s, I have one last submission. And this next one is from a good friend of mine from way back when I was in my Canadian days, living off the salty waters of the eastern seaboard. And that's from Jason Tobin of Tracy's Basement fame. So, and before I move on, you guys should go out and watch them. They do some great stuff. And he sent his in via Twitter with the simple fact, Earthworm Jim. And that was it. That was it. Simple and to the point. Earthworm Jim. That's what he says to me. But after a little probing, I was able to, you know, squeeze out a little more details out of him. And he says, I just want anything Earthworm Jim to appear again. I don't even care if it's a remake or a whole new take. He's just been away from way too long. And you know what, Jason? It's true. He has been. But honestly, I've never been a huge fan of Earthworm Jim, but I always kind of respected what, you know, the developers were trying to do with that character. He was a silly and, I mean, he was a worm inside of some, like, muscly spacesuit thing. And just like Boogerman, it would be really fun to see a developer pick that franchise up and kind of modernize it, kind of do the Toll Jam and Earl thing. You know, it would be really interesting. I would be excited to see what a modern Earthworm Jim would look like. So thank you, Jason. I appreciate it. And yeah, that's it. That's it for the submissions. Now, for my picks, I thought long and hard about the games I wanted to put on my list. I mean, there's plenty of games I'd love to see brought to the modern consoles, but not all of them really need that whole remake thing. Many of them have been, you know, many have aged well, and you'd be perfectly satisfied with playing an up-resed version of it, you know, like a remaster of it, because they still play well. They're still good games. Or, you know, maybe you don't even want a game to be remade that you loved. Maybe you would just like to see a developer revisit it and create a sequel. But then I was thinking, well, I don't want a remaster, and this is more about remakes than sequels. So when putting this list together, I came up with a few rules. Three of them, in fact. And the first one was, would I play it as is today? So if you handed me a Super Nintendo and Super Mario World, would I be satisfied playing the original game? The next one was, was I satisfied with the gameplay? Was there anything wrong with it that would make me want to change it? And if not, then it wouldn't be on this list. And then finally, do I just want a sequel? You know, it's, would I prefer to see the developer make the next iteration of that game rather than remake it? So for example, I would love to see a new Uncharted, let's say. But I wouldn't want Naughty Dog to go back and remake the original Uncharted. But then when it comes to something like Final Fantasy VII, which is one of my favorite games on the PS1, it was one of the games that influenced me the most, JRPG-wise, in the mid-90s. You know, it's what made me want to buy a PS1. And I would love to relive that feeling of playing Final Fantasy VII again. But the fact is, playing it on the PS1 with those really blocky, polygonal graphics, it just didn't age well. It doesn't feel as good to play it anymore. It's still a good game, but I would love to see that remade, brought to life in modern age, you know? So if I could say yes to any of those three rules, which is, would I play it today as is? Was I satisfied with the gameplay? Or do I just want a sequel? If I could say yes to any of those, then it wasn't on this list at all. But there's no sense in waiting any longer, so here are the games that I picked. And the first one is Onimusha Warlords, which came out in 2001 by Capcom on the PlayStation 2. Now, what's interesting about Onimusha is that it came out the same year as DMC, or Devil May Cry, and I think it's kind of the forgotten survival horror game that Capcom released in that year. Because, I mean, it was surrounded by Resident Evil 4 and Devil May Cry and various other games that kind of outshone it. But here's the thing. It's one of my favorite Capcom games on the PlayStation 2. And the problem with it is that it suffers from many of the same things that the early Resident Evil suffer from, which is like the tank controls, the kind of sloppy action. But then there's the story and the interesting monsters and characters and stuff that I absolutely loved about it. I mean, I have this thing with feudal Japan and samurai and ninjas and stuff like that. And Onimusha was kind of like the best mix of what I loved from the Resident Evil series with my fascination with feudal Japan and samurais and stuff. And what I would really like to see is Capcom take that franchise and update it. So, you know, change the gameplay style. Maybe make it closer to something like Devil May Cry. Or maybe mix it, have like a mix of Devil May Cry, so the more fast-paced action, with the kind of deliberate movement and Dark Souls style of something like Nioh, which I think that would... Honestly, that's the reason I bought Nioh, was because it reminded me so much of Onimusha. And if Capcom took that franchise and updated it so that it was closer to something like Devil May Cry, or maybe even a mixture of that and Nioh, that would be amazing. I just don't think that the Resident Evil-style control scheme suits that type of game, where you have swords and magic. I just want to be able to move faster and be able to react to monsters, you know, in a much more deliberate and reactive way, if you know what I mean. But yeah, Onimusha on the PlayStation 2, I would absolutely love to see Capcom take the original and update it, do the whole Resident Evil 2 remake thing to it, but, you know, focus it closer to something like Devil May Cry. That would be great. That would be great. And speaking of things like Dark Souls, I would love to see the 1995 From Software game Kingsfield that was on the PS1 remade. What's interesting about Kingsfield is that the one that we got in North America is actually the second one. So in Japan, the Kingsfield that we have here is actually the second one there. It's kind of the whole Final Fantasy 3 versus 6 thing again. But this is from Software, you know, the developer that's best known for the Souls games and Bloodborne and things like that. They created a first-person RPG. And you can see many of the same influences that Dark Souls has now. You'll actually find weapons and monsters that appeared in the Kingsfield games in the Dark Souls and Demon Souls games, which is really interesting. And really the biggest problem I had with Kingsfield were the controls. So, I mean, it is a first-person game, but the problem with it was that originally the PS1 didn't have analog sticks. You just had to use the D-pad and stuff. And trying to maneuver a first-person game with just a D-pad and the shoulder buttons and stuff is, you know, it's a recipe for frustration. And if they could take that and kind of, well, for one, you know, make the graphics better, but they could make the controls more solid and more modern, that would be great too. And if they could take all the inspirations that Dark Souls took from it and then basically flipped it around, so they make Kingsfield closer to what Dark Souls is, but then maybe mix it with something like Skyrim. So you have this kind of open-world, objective-based, dark fantasy game. That would be amazing. Yeah, so second game on my list, Kingsfield. I would love to see From Software pick that franchise back up again. All right, and next up I have, and this appeared in Mathman's list, Super Mario 64, which was a 1996 game by Nintendo that released on the Nintendo 64. It was one of the, I think, one of the launch titles for the Nintendo 64. And it was actually the very first Nintendo 64 game that I played. I remember seeing the previews of this game in Nintendo Power and things like that, and being so excited to know that Mario was going to be in 3D. And I was blown away by the graphics at the time, and the fact that you could roam freely around the Mushroom Kingdom and go to all the different worlds through the paintings and stuff. I just thought that was phenomenal. And what was great about Mario 64 is also what's great about some of the more modern Mario games, like Mario Odyssey. And Mario Odyssey actually echoed many of the same things that we found in Mario 64. So what I would really like to see is Nintendo revisit Mario 64 and basically remake it so that it's Mario Odyssey. Or at least have some of the same things that Mario Odyssey did to improve on that, you know, the open world Mario thing. Of course, keeping the whole structure of Mario 64 intact, just modernizing it so it's more like something like Mario Odyssey. And that would be amazing. I would love to see that. All right, so next up, I have a 1994 JRPG by Capcom, of all people, or of all developers. And this one appeared on the Super Nintendo and goes by the name of Breath of Fire 2. Now, Breath of Fire 2, or the Breath of Fire series in general, is one of my favorite JRPGs, especially the first two that came out on the Super Nintendo, where you get to play as the infamous Ryu, and you can turn into dragons, and it's the whole, you know, turn-based JRPG thing that was so popular back in the Super Nintendo. Honestly, the best thing about Breath of Fire 2 was that this was an RPG made by the same people that made Street Fighter and Mega Man. So being able to play something like that was very exciting at the time. And I would love to see Capcom go back and revisit this franchise. I would love to see them remake Breath of Fire 2 in particular, and maybe modernize it to be something similar to how the modern Dragon Quests or the Tales games would be. So kind of the 3D JRPG with cartoony and bubbly and silly graphics, but with Capcom characters. That would be amazing. I would absolutely love to see that. So do it, Capcom. You got a lot of work to do. You got Breath of Fire and Resident Evil and Onimusha. That's right. It's not hard to tell that Capcom is my favorite developer. All right, and next up is another JRPG. But this time, it's one that was made by Squaresoft and Nintendo in 1996 on the Super Nintendo. And that, my friends, is Super Mario RPG. And really, the most interesting thing about this game is that Squaresoft had a collaboration with Nintendo, and they made an RPG together. That, in itself, was cause for celebration at the time. I mean, yeah, the people who made Mario World, yeah, the people who made Final Fantasy coming together and making a single product. And it was actually the one game that turned me on to loving JRPGs. And I mean, it was always a great concept. I mean, the Mario RPGs in general are always great. And I mean, nowadays we may have Paper Mario and we may have the Mario and Luigi stuff, but really they're a different breed. Mario RPG was like the true to fashion RPG versus something like Paper Mario, which is kind of like the kids version. And I don't really want to say that. It's like the non-hardcore RPG fan version of a Mario RPG. And I would love to see Nintendo and Squaresoft come back and do something like that again. And again, just like in Breath of Fire 2, I would absolutely love them to do something similar to how the modern Dragon Quests are, or the modern Tales games are. That would be fantastic. But with Mario characters, you know, you get Bowser, you get Mallow, and you get Geno, and, you know, all the favorites from Mario RPG. Love to see them come back. All right, and then next up, we're going to step away from the JRPGs and go back to something that I may have heard someone mention they would like to see remade as well. Oh, it was Turkey something. He likes to play in the trash or eat, you know, rotting sandwiches out of garbage bags. I don't know. Someone like that said something similar. Or maybe they said the same game, because this one is Beautiful Joe, which was a 2003 release by Capcom and Clover Studio on the GameCube. And this was a side-scrolling beat-em-up that was kind of cel-shaded, had this fun graphic novel style. And, you know, Capcom is known for their fighting games and their beat-em-ups and stuff like that. And Beautiful Joe was another one of those games that was a fantastic addition to the GameCube. And it's really too bad that we don't see more of it these days. I mean, we see a ton of Street Fighter, we've seen a ton of Resident Evil and many of their other franchises. But it would be amazing to see Capcom revisit this and bring it up to the modern standards, and to see them remake Beautiful Joe. And maybe add something like RPG elements to it, so it's more like something from the creators of Dragon's Crown or various other beat-em-ups that have those RPG elements. That would be amazing. And then, of course, throw in things like fun different costumes. And, yeah, it would be amazing. I would love to see Capcom revisit and remake Beautiful Joe. And I guess I can't mention Capcom without mentioning one of my other... Well, at least it used to be one of my other favorite developers out there. And that is Konami. But this time, I'm thinking something from 1987 that appeared on the original Nintendo. And that, my friends, is Metal Gear. Not Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear. Which is the origin story of all the shenanigans that we find in the Metal Gear Solid series. And what's funny about this is, although it's in my backlog, I've never actually played it, but I would absolutely love to see Konami or whoever, maybe they'll sell it off to Hideo Kojima's development studio so he can get back to that Metal Gear Solid goodness. But anyway, I would love to see whoever makes it modernize that game, take it out of its old 2D sprite version and bring it up to something like what we've seen in modern Metal Gears, like Metal Gear Solid 5 or Metal Gear Solid 4, anything really. And to be able to see that story told in that fashion would be amazing. Because, I mean, the Metal Gear Solid series may have a convoluted and confusing story, but to be able to see something of its origin in a more cinematic form, in a more modern game, that would be absolutely amazing. I would love it. So do that, Konami. Do that, Hideo Kojima. Forget all of your, you know, tribulations from the past. Let's remake Metal Gear from the Nintendo. All right, and it looks like we have three more games. And let's start at number three, because why would we skip the other two? And that one is a 1999 release by Matrix Software in Contrail. Now, that probably, you probably aren't very familiar with those two developers, and honestly, neither am I. But the series itself was actually originally developed by Working Designs on the PS1, and this one is a PS1 game as well. And that is Alundra 2. Now, I have a lot of beef with Alundra 2. I absolutely loved the original. And the original was like a 2D style, or a 2D Zelda style game. But it had more of a mature story and much more anime than Zelda was. And of course, it was made by Working Designs, who is known for making fantastic, or I should say, who are known for localizing many fantastic Japanese games. But after the franchise was purchased by, I think it's Activision or Acclaim, let me see here. So after Activision bought the rights to the franchise, and it's possible they bought working designs or something. I don't really know the story behind it. But anyway, once Activision got their hands on the franchise and gave the development to Matrix and Contrail, it was pretty much bastardized. It was a horrible, horrible sequel to the original. I mean, the original was this unique and charming Zelda-type game. And this one is a crappy third-person action game with horrible platforming puzzles, and it was just, it's terrible, absolutely terrible. So what I would love to see is somebody, I don't know who, maybe Nintendo, would take Alundra 2 and do that series right. So just scrap the whole thing, forget a remake, just scrap the whole thing and make a true sequel that fans of the original Alundra would have loved to see. Because that sequel was terrible. I mean, it did not do the series justice. And even if they, and I mean, it doesn't even have to be 2D. If they remade it with the same style graphics as something like A Link Between Worlds or the new remake that Nintendo's doing for Link's Awakening, that would be more than perfect. I would play it on the Switch in handheld mode, for God's sakes. I don't know how that is a qualification of how much I want it, but yeah, come on, somebody needs to take Alundra 2, burn it, and rebuild it from the ground up. Yes, so that was at the number 3 spot, Alundra 2. Yeah, someone needs to remake that game. All right, and at number 2, this is a 1998 game by Squaresoft that was released on the PS1, and that happens to be Parasite Eve. Now, I'm a huge fan of survival horror games, especially the ones that were released on the PlayStation 1, because, I mean, honestly, that's where many of those games originated, and I think it's probably when that term was coined, survival horror. Now, I don't think it started with Resident Evil, but anyway, that's beside the point. Parasite Eve was Squaresoft's take on the survival horror genre. But instead of just following in Resident Evil's footsteps, it added a little twist to it and gave it more RPG elements, because I think the battle system was actually closer to an RPG than it was to something that you would find in Resident Evil. Now, the sequel, on the other hand, that's a different story where it became even more like a survival horror game. But that's why I would love to see Square Enix pick this franchise back up and basically rebuild Parasite Eve so that it is more in line with a modern survival horror. I would love to see it, you know, even if someone, now this is wishful thinking, even if someone like Capcom took the Parasite Eve franchise, collaborated with Squaresoft, and used their Resident Evil engine that they used for Resident Evil 2 and Resident Evil 7, that would be absolutely phenomenal. And strip out the turn-based RPG battles and make it more of a third-person action game, but keep all those RPG elements like leveling up and equipping weapons and stuff like that. That would be amazing. I would absolutely love that. I would literally take that over a Resident Evil 3 remake, to be perfectly honest. I would. That's no joke. I would buy it in an instant. Anyway, so Parasite Eve by Squaresoft, I would absolutely love that to be remade. And then, finally, at the final spot, I have a 1994 release by Blizzard Entertainment on the Super Nintendo. Now you're thinking to yourself, what did Blizzard release on the Super Nintendo? Well, they had Lost Vikings, which I didn't even think of that until now, which that would be an amazing game to see remade as well. But it wasn't Lost Vikings. It's not Diablo. It's not Warcraft. It's Blackthorn. Now, Blackthorn was kind of a 2D side-scrolling Prince of Persia-style game, except it was much darker, much more metal, and much more brooding. And I absolutely loved the atmosphere. It was actually maybe a year or so ago that I beat it for the first time. And it's a super fun game. It really hasn't aged that badly, except for the fact that it has that Prince of Persia-style controls. So they're... I don't even know how to explain it. It just feels unresponsive and sluggish. And if they could just make that into a more of a third-person action game, or even if they kept it in 2D and made it something similar to something like Darkest Dungeon, except it's Darkest Dungeon meets Heavy Metal, and that would be amazing. I mean, I will take it as an action RPG any day versus what the original game was. So I would love to see Blizzard pick that back up, forget Diablo, forget Overwatch, forget everything else that you try to support nowadays, Blizzard, and let's bring back Blackthorn. Let's bring back the heavy metal dark fantasy we're all excited to see again. And that'll do it for the episode, my friends. We had 10 games I would love to see remade. Some of them you think the same as me, and others I just kind of pulled out of my butt and said, hey, that would be a cool game to replay, you know, in modern day. And those games were Onimusha Warlords on the PlayStation 2, Kingsfield on the PlayStation 1, Super Mario 64 on the Nintendo 64, Breath of Fire 2 on the Super Nintendo, Super Mario RPG also on the Super Nintendo, Beautiful Joe on the GameCube, Metal Gear on the Nintendo, Alundra 2 on the PlayStation 1, Parasite Eve, also on the PlayStation 1, and finally, Blackthorn on the Super Nintendo. Well, I hope you all enjoyed, and definitely keep your eyes out on Twitter for some of the upcoming polls I'm going to have, where you guys can help me pick which games I will be playing next in the next month or so. And definitely check out the Daily Backlog on the website, where you can keep up to date with all of my shenanigans, all my random ramblings, and of course all the games we'll be playing. I'll be sure to leave some links in the show notes for sure. Until next time, my friends, I am Patrick, and this is the Backlog Odyssey. Have a great rest of your March. Thank you.
We'll be right back.